One of the first things I was aware of when I was invited by Rory to join the CRGI project was very much I was going to be represented as the wilderness survival guy. And that immediately raises the question in a lot of people's minds, well, what's wilderness survival got to do with sort of conflict resolution or conflict management or violence dynamics? And it's a great question. It's something I discussed at great length with Rory. Even though I'm very pleased at my background and research and study and practice in martial arts, self-defense systems and violence dynamics, it certainly isn't up to the same caliber as the other people that are involved in this project. So what I came to realize was the foundation of knowledge I took from the martial arts and self-defense side of things meant I could clearly see all of the crossovers from the wilderness survival skills side of things. And Rory had sort of pegged that very early on as we had attended each other's courses, that what a lot of people don't realize is we are primarily teaching exactly the same things, but in a slightly different timeline. And by that I mean Rory is working in sort of fractions of a second to seconds activities or decision-making process. My stuff tends to be working more in the minutes, the days, and the weeks. Although in certain high-risk circumstances, the sort of decisions in seconds come. So understanding there was this big crossover, but also acknowledging many, many, many people just wouldn't ever see it. But we are aware that there's problems that are presented in the martial arts community or the self-defense crowd, that even when good practitioners give them the answers, people just sort of fail to see what's before their eyes. So the exciting thing by bringing in the wilderness survival side of things is it gives us the ability to look at exactly the same problem, but from a very different angle. And that angle might be far more easy for people to grasp and get their heads around than the sort of, you know, industry standard solution if you were talking to a martial arts or self-defense practitioner. So sometimes, you know, it pays to use that phrase of we think outside the box. We are. We're thinking about human interactions and violence dynamics, but from a wilderness survival and nature awareness perspective. And we'll be bringing in a lot of examples of that, and hopefully giving it some real tangibility. So when we're looking at these problems, it's just giving you a different way to think about it and some different examples and some different approaches that may help you with the students that are struggling to grasp the answers or approaches you're giving them right now. So it's exciting stuff. This is a very simple introduction just to give you the basic conceptual layout of my approach to some of the things we're going to be discussing. And you'll hear some specific examples coming up soon that'll just enlighten you as to a little more how this approach is going to work. So thanks for listening. This was Toby, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.